Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman reporting. Mexican officials have expressed their concerns with two visiting U.S. cabinet secretaries about U.S. threats of deportations and the building of a wall along the U.S.-Mexico border. U.S. Secretary of State Rex Tillerson and Department of Homeland Security Secretary John Kelly met with their counterparts in Mexico City. Then Secretary Tillerson spoke with reporters.
During the course of our meetings, we discussed the breadth of challenges and opportunities in the U.S.-Mexico relationship. Although our two nations share a long history, our visit was forward-looking, focusing on common interests that would advance security and economic well-being.
The visit by the Trump administration officials came at a low point in relations between the two countries, which have enjoyed peace along their 3,100-kilometer-long common border since the late 1840s. President Trump has repeatedly insisted that Mexico must pay for a border wall, which lawmakers in Washington estimate could cost at least $12 billion. And just this week, the U.S. Department of Homeland Security outlined policies that could result in the deportation of millions of undocumented immigrants. U.S.-backed forces retaking the airport in the Iraqi city of Mosul, controlled by the Islamic State since 2014. They say this could give the Iraqis access to the city from the southwest. And a suicide car bomber has killed at least 35, wounded many others in a Syrian village near Abab. It came just one day after Turkish forces and their rebel allies took much of the strategic town from the Islamic State. This is VOA News.